My sister, Margot, who was quite a lot like my mother to look at, lean and dark and terribly self-controlled and elegant. Very early one morning in Amalfi, I was on the slope of the hill, quite a long way above her. She was alone in the square, in a red dress, dancing. I took a few photographs. One of them was so beautiful. Not just the tones, but the angle, the shadows, and the courage in... Lila waved her hand, cutting her off. You don't need to explain. A scarlet dress for courage, dancing alone in the rising sunlight. Yes, I would guess you are a very good photographer. Even great at times. She glanced around the room. You will find surface glamour here. But you will find reality underneath the artifice, if you look. You will see the courage to be yourself, the loneliness of a pose when the reality hurts, when you are far more alone than you want anyone else to know. That woman to your left, no, don't look at her now. But that dress with the simplicity of a Greek statue, do you see it? Yes, it's really classic. It's her husband she's trying to please, not any of us, Lila said. How do you know? Eleanor asked. Do you dress to please yourself? Lila looked her up and down so frankly that Eleanor felt herself blush. Of course you do, Lila replied to her own question. At least this time. Don't tell me your mother chose this gown. Your sister, perhaps, for you, but not one she would wear herself. You say she is lean? A dancer at heart? That dress says more about you than you think. Eleanor could feel her face burn. Lila took her arm so lightly that Eleanor could see it rather than feel it. It's the dress I would wear myself if I had your figure. It's a to hell with everybody else, I am me, take it or leave it dress. In spite of herself, Eleanor laughed. I don't know whether that is a compliment or not, but I like it. Oh, it's a compliment, Lila said lightly. Now let's go and see what else there is to notice. Eleanor agreed immediately. She liked this woman with her honesty and acute perception.